Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Nepal's Gen Z protesters propose name of former Chief Justice Sushila Karki to head interim government. Poland claims shooting down Russian drones violating its airspace during strikes on Ukraine. Russia rejects allegations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discusses Ukraine conflict and India-EU trade agreement with his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni over phone. And France erupts in nationwide protest after appointment of President Macron's loyalist as Prime Minister. And now the news in detail. In Nepal, a group of Gen Z representatives today proposed the name of former Chief Justice Sushila Karki to lead the interim government during a gathering in Kathmandu this evening. Our correspondent reports that after days of violent protest, relative calm has returned to the capital city as discussions around forming an interim government gained momentum. The country witnessed chaos and deadly violence over the past few days, triggered by a government ban on major social media platforms and anger over corruption. The violent clashes claimed the lives of 30 people and also led to the resignation of K.P. Sharma Oli as Nepal's Prime Minister. More from our correspondent.
In Jhangiada on Wednesday in Kathmandu, few Gen Z representatives proposed the name of former Chief Justice Sushila Karki to lead the interim government. In the late evening, many youths gathered outside Jhangiada and raised slogans against the proposal and expressed dissatisfaction with the proposed name for leadership of the incoming government. Many other aspiring leaders have visited Jhangiada in Bhadrakali, like current mayor of Dharan, Harkaraj Sampang Rai met Nepali Army Chief Ashok Raj Sigdel, as well as Durga Parsai met the Nepali Army Chief. According to sources, Durga Parsai said he just went to discuss the current scenario in the country and wanted the civilian government to be acceptable to all. Popular leader Kathmandu Mayor Balendra Shah name too circulated on social media as a popular name among Gen Z. But according to sources, Balan demand is to dissolve parliament first, after which he can consider to be part of the incoming government. Shweta Singh for World News, Kathmandu.
Meanwhile, in view of the ongoing unrest in Nepal, India's Ministry of External Affairs has advised its citizens to defer travel to the country until the situation has stabilized. The ministry has urged citizens to take shelter in their current places of residence, avoid going out onto the streets, and exercise all due caution. On the other hand, Embassy of India in Peking has issued an advisory for Indian citizens currently stranded in Tibet Autonomous Region while undertaking the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra, organized by private tour operators through Nepal. Indian citizens have been advised to exercise due caution in view of the ongoing developments. Poland and NATO today shot down several Russian drones in alleged violation of Polish airspace during Moscow's aerial attack on neighboring Ukraine. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk claimed that the airspace violation in the early hours today amounted to an intentional provocation from Moscow. Mr. Tusk said it forced the NATO and European Union member state to close its airspace. He said there were no casualties. The Polish Prime Minister also said his government is seeking NATO consultations on a potential response, a procedure known as Article 4. On the other hand, Russia rejected Polish accusations, calling Warsaw's statements unfounded. Talking to media, Moscow's Charge d'Affaires Andrei Ordash said no evidence has been presented that these drones are of Russian origin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni today reaffirmed joint commitment to deepen India-Italy strategic partnership. In a telephonic conversation, both the leaders also reaffirmed commitment to their shared interest in bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Prime Minister Modi said in a social media post that he was thankful for Italy's proactive support for concluding a mutually beneficial India-EU trade agreement and promoting connectivity through the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor Initiative. Prime Minister Modi also spoke with Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad al-Thani, and expressed deep concern at the attacks in Doha. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said India condemns the violation of the sovereignty of Qatar. He said New Delhi supports resolution of issues through dialogue and diplomacy and avoiding escalation. Mr. Modi stated that India stands firmly in support of peace and stability in the region and against terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. India and the European Union held their 15th joint working group meeting on counter-terrorism in Brussels yesterday. Both sides strongly condemned the 22nd April terror attack in Pahalgam. The two sides reiterated their strong condemnation of terrorism in all its forms, including cross-border terrorism, and underlined the need for sustained, comprehensive, and coordinated global action. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri met UAE's Minister of State for International Cooperation, Reem Al-Hashmi, in New Delhi today. The two sides reviewed the entire spectrum of the multifaceted India-UAE Comprehensive Strategic Partnership, including in areas of political, trade and investment, energy, defense and security, education, consular, culture and people-to-people contacts. This is Akashvani giving you world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at TI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to World News. France was today gripped by nationwide protests against President Emmanuel Macron and his government. Protests started after the appointment of Macron's loyalist Sébastien Lecornu as Prime Minister yesterday. Authorities confirmed that more than 200 people were arrested during the first hours of unrest as thousands poured onto the streets under the banner of Block Everything movement. The Macron government had deployed 80,000 police officers across the country in an attempt to prevent large-scale disorder. Despite this, protesters erected barricades, lit fires and staged demonstrations across multiple regions. At the heart of the protests is anger over proposed austerity measures designed to cut France's €43 billion deficit. Former Prime Minister François Bayrou, who resigned on Monday after losing parliamentary confidence vote, had announced measures like cutting public holidays and freezing pensions, resigned shortly after the defeat. Yesterday, President Macron appointed Mr. Lecornu, his loyal defense minister, as the new prime minister, which is the fourth in just 12 months. Indian-American Congressman Suhas Subramaniam condemns recent terror attacks on Hindu temples across the United States, stating that these hateful acts are not isolated incidents, but part of a broader rise in violence against places of worship. He was speaking on the floor of the House of Representatives today. The remarks followed a series of attacks on Hindu temples across the U.S., from the BAPS Sri Swami Narayan Mandir in Indiana to the Sri Sri Radha Krishna Temple in Utah. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today inaugurated India's first overseas Atal Innovation Center at the MIT Delhi Abu Dhabi campus in UAE. The visit aims to deepen bilateral cooperation in education, foster academic excellence and innovation, and explore new avenues of partnership. In men's T20 Asia Cup cricket, India registered a dominant 9-wicket win over host UAE in their opening Group A match in Dubai. Chasing a modest target of 58, India cruised to victory in just 4.3 overs, losing only one wicket. And in women's Asia Cup hockey, India defeated South Korea 4-2 in their first Super Fours clash at Hangzhou in China today. India will face China tomorrow. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Nepal's Gen Z protesters propose name of former Chief Justice Sushila Karki to head interim government. Poland claims shooting down Russian drones violating its airspace during strikes on Ukraine. Russia rejects allegations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discusses Ukraine conflict and India-EU trade agreement with his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni over phone. And France erupts in nationwide protests after appointment of President Emmanuel Macron's loyalist as Prime Minister. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.